but it would be wrong to say that the Indians were a cruel people. On the contrary, their priests were serious and profound thinkers, who often withdrew into the forest to meditate, alone and undisturbed, on the most difficult questions. They meditated on their many fierce gods, and on Brahma, the sublime, the highest divinity of all. They seemed to sense the breath of this one supreme being throughout the natural world, in gods as well as men, and in every animal and plant. They felt him active in all things, in the shining of the sun and in the sprouting of crops, in growing and in dying. He was everywhere, just as a little salt dropped in water makes all the water salty, down to the last drop. In all the variety of nature, in all her cycles and transformations, we only see the surface. A soul may inhabit the body of a man, and after his death that of a tiger or a cobra or any other living creature. The cycle will only end when that soul has become so pure that it can at last become one with the Supreme Being.